To understand this story, you first need to know something about mining, and that is, miners, they work in pairs.
Well, we check on each other just safety-wise and make sure you're all right, because a lot of things can happen in mining, a tremendous amount of things.
This is Mike Merrick. His mining partner, Larry, was also his brother. And on a cold day in April 2011, Mike was standing outside the Lucky Friday mine when he heard his brother was gone forever. He could see Larry's car, still in the parking lot.
Just to see his car sitting there with that snow on it, and just knowing that he drove up there and never did get to get in his car and go home. Bad choices. Bad choices were made, and it cost him his life.
Because Larry Merrick was his mining partner, Mike Merrick is now in an unusual position. Mike witnessed the accident that killed his brother. Not only that, he says he knows what caused it. The two brothers come from a mining family in North Idaho's Silver Valley, one of the most productive silver mining regions in the world. And after 30 years underground, Larry Merrick was considered among the valley's best. Larry's daughter, Haley Merrick, remembers visiting him the weekend before his death.
And we were driving by the mine and talking about it. And I remember asking him, is it scary? And he just kind of blows it off like, you know, you just do it. You just go to work.
Larry Merrick was on his 12th year at the Lucky Friday mine. The Friday, as it's known, is owned by Coeur d'Alene-based Hecla Mining. And for a long time, the Merrick brothers didn't have any complaints. But Mike Merrick says in early 2011, that changed. One day, Larry told Mike they were going to remove a certain pillar.
My exact words, I said, what the f*** for? And he goes, well, that's what they want. I said, God, that's stupid. That was the beginning of that.
Okay, let's just pause here. Mike mentioned a pillar. To get an idea of what's happening, imagine a house with only two rooms and a wall down the middle that separates them. That's the pillar he's talking about. Normally, Mike would expect to go in and mine the ore out of the room separately. But in this case, the company decided to remove the wall. That made one really big room. And this house, its ceiling is made of several tons of solid rock and cement. The day before the accident, Mike remembers walking into that big room, it's actually called a stope, where Larry was working.
He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm sitting here, and I go, I don't like this place. And he didn't say nothing for a long time. He goes, me neither.
Now here's the part that Mike Merrick says he wishes he could do over. Despite the Merrick's concerns, they never lodged a formal complaint. In part, Mike worried it would land the brothers in a less lucrative position at the mine. Mike says Larry did question supervisors about the pillar one day, but he doesn't remember who, and the company has no record of it. What we do know is this. On April 15th, their fears were confirmed. At around 5:30 p.m., more than a mile underground, Mike heard a noise and felt a rush of air.
Like, woof, woof. Then instantly it's just dust. I couldn't even see anything for like minutes. Then I went over there and I seen it.
A pile of broken rock, sand, and cement. Federal investigators later calculated the fall was approximately 90 feet long, 20 feet wide, and 30 feet high. Mike started yelling.
Screaming his name and moving rocks with my hands, trying to throw them, you know, like, unbury them. Beyond me, why a person would try to do that. I think back, and there's no way you could ever do that by hand, ever.
Soon the entire Merrick family rushed to the mine, and they spent the next 9 days on cots and mattresses, clinging to each update. For a time, rescuers had hoped Larry Merrick might still be alive, but trapped. Merrick's daughter, Haley, says at first, the family wanted to believe that too, and they put the cause of the accident out of their minds.
I remember even saying, we're not going to discuss that. It's not an issue right now. It's just getting him out and getting to him, and that can all come later. But I think a lot of people were angry because they knew what had happened and why it happened.
Second day, I want to know what the heck this looks like.
This is Danny Merrick, Larry Merrick's younger brother. Danny is also a miner in the Silver Valley.
I said I wanted to go over in the office and see the stope, the map of it. And I'll tell you, right now it took me probably 10 seconds to look at the stope and see that pillar that they took out and knew they should have never took that out. That's what got him.
On the day before Easter, crews finally broke through to Larry Merrick. They learned he had been dead the whole time, killed by blunt force trauma. Federal investigators later concluded that the company had engaged in poor mining practices, including mining a stope that was too wide. But that investigation did not identify who made the decision to take out the pillar or whether supervisors recognized the same danger the Merrick saw. More than a year after his death, the Merrick family has come to believe that Larry was killed not by a mining accident, but by a bad decision, the decision to take out the pillar. Danny Merrick says he can't believe someone at Hecla didn't see the risk ahead of time.
And yeah, I'm pissed at them. They did it for a little bit of ore in the middle of that pillar, and it cost my brother life over that. But yet they can go on TV and act like they didn't do nothing wrong, and they did.
I appreciate everyone being here.
Last December, Hecla Mining held a press conference about the accident that killed Larry Merrick. And here's the key difference between the Merrick family's version of the accident and the company's. To the Merricks, the possibility of a fall was obvious from the beginning. But Hecla president and CEO Phil Baker told reporters company managers had no idea there was a problem.
I mean, the way this was designed, you would have expected it to stay in place. No one is absolutely sure what happened.
Baker declined to speak on tape for this story, but he did sit down for an interview. He told me the design of the stope Larry Merrick was in had been used several times in the past at the Lucky Friday without incident, and that supervisors and other crew members checked the area daily. He disputes the claim that the pillar was removed for its silver ore. And he says when workers return to the Lucky Friday, they will get more safety training, including how to alert managers to their concerns. But that doesn't satisfy Haley Merrick. Larry's daughter is also disappointed that federal regulators fined Hecla just $360,000 for her father's death. She reads from the official federal report on the incident.
Constituting more than ordinary negligence, as they needed to make examinations and conduct tests to ensure that all feasible precautions were taken. This is an unwarrantable failure to comply with a mandatory standard. So it's hard to take that in and then have them not accept responsibility for it. When you know, it says right there what happened.
Mike Merrick eventually went back to work at the Lucky Friday mine. They asked if he would be willing to work in the area just below where Larry was killed, and he said yes.
I know a lot of people would say, I don't know how you did that, you know, but to me, I thought that's the only closest thing I got to him. That was it.
Mike now has a tattoo of Larry on his left shoulder. These days, he feels a mix of sadness and anger at the company and also at himself.
When you lose somebody like that important to you in life, it really takes the air out of you. It really does. And it's going to haunt me the rest of my life because I didn't go and tell him, hey, we're not doing it. I could have stopped that.
In November, another miner died at the Lucky Friday. A month later, seven more miners were injured. The series of incidents led federal regulators to order major safety improvements. All the Lucky Friday miners were laid off, including Mike Merrick. To him, it was a relief. He's working at a different silver mine now, this time alongside one of his sons. When Hecla starts rehiring, Mike Merrick won't be going back. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.